This is Wealth with Purpose with Alex Cook.
You're tuned into Wealth with Purpose, the show that's all about helping you take control of your finances and live a life of greater freedom, generosity, and purpose. I'm your host, Shane Holstein, and I'm sitting down with financial expert Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. Alex will be sharing practical tips, inspiring stories, and biblical insights to guide you on your financial journey. And again, we're talking about taxes. Alex, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Shane. Great to be back.
Well, we're talking about taxes as we did last week. What guidance does Scripture offer about supporting government through taxes when we disagree with how some tax revenue is used?
Isn't that a common thing these days? often most of us don't necessarily like the amount of tax we pay in general. But of course, it's an important obligation, as we talked about last week, to be able to support the God-ordained authorities through taxation. But of course, there'll be situations in which we don't agree with the way the revenue is used. And that could be, you know, governments funding things like abortion and things like that, that, you know, Christians strongly disagree with. But I think it's very important to, and as I say, we touched on this briefly last week, to realise that our obligation is, as believers, is to submit to the God-ordained authorities. Doesn't mean we have to agree with everything they're doing. But when it comes to our finances, we need to do things legally, legitimately, within both the bounds of the law, but also the spirit of the law. And also to trust in God's sovereignty, I think, is a critical thing here, because often we can be frustrated with what government's doing, but we need to realise that actually God is sovereign over all these things. And when we do disagree, and it's not unusual these days that people disagree, you know, in fact, that's the story of mankind, disagreeing with government. You know, there's always multiple parties disagreeing with each other. But the way we can channel that disagreement is through being involved. Now, some of that's as simple as voting, you know, voting in policies that you like. But also, even more so, you can become, you know, politically involved, whether it's joining a party or joining a lobby group or any of those sort of things, so that you can express your view. I mean, to me, the ultimate goal of any public policy should be to create a society that enables human flourishing. And sometimes taxes can be very punitive, particularly in a socialist society, and they can actually have a very negative impact on the broader society and its prosperity. And therefore, we should be engaged in these discussions and so forth. But we, you know, as I say at the start, you know, we need to honour God and honour the government by doing the right thing, paying our taxes legally, because it's what benefits our society overall. So it's, you know, an important thing, even though we might not necessarily feel like it.
So, Alex, how should Christians approach grey areas in tax law where interpretations might vary, but we want to maintain a clear conscience?
Yeah, look, I think this is a really interesting area, and there are often things in law that where there will be a difference in interpretation, and where there could be different ways of looking at something. Sometimes it's very obvious, some things are very black and white and very clear, but other times it may be grayer. So to me, my personal view on this is, when in doubt, a more conservative approach should be maintained. That way you have a clear conscience about it and you can, you know you've done the right thing. The second thing, of course, to that, and we've talked about this before, is the idea of getting qualified professional advice from a tax agent, accountant or financial planner, rather than pushing the boundaries yourself, actually get someone to give you pretty clear guidance as to what is the right way to go. But I think there's also a bit of what I call it, you know, often we use it, the term, the pub test, right? And that is, if what you're doing with your taxes, if it was to be made public, would it bring honour to God or would it bring dishonour? And I think that's a really useful test. We want to, as believers, be able to stand before God and also before society and do things cleanly and make sure that we are seen to be doing the right thing as well as doing the right thing. And so I think if something's grey, I think you're better off erring on the side of being conservative towards it, in my view.
Alex Cook is my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose, and we're talking again on tax. So, Alex, what considerations should business owners make?
Yeah, look, business owners often have more opportunities to structure their affairs in the sense that, you know, they're running a business, so they've often got lots of expenses that are legitimate to grow their business and to run it, and therefore those deductions can be legitimately claimed. With any business owner, I'd say go and get professional advice, but certainly the way they structure their affairs can be done in such ways to reduce their tax. The only warning I would say to any sort of business owner listening to this is making sure you don't run personal expenses through your business. You know, one of the classic things that I've witnessed as a financial advisor over the years where people are trying to push boundaries is where they're running personal expenses through their business that aren't business expenses at all. And obviously, I think that damages, particularly for a believer, that damages our witness, whether it's to employees, to customers, or the broader community. But the best thing a business owner can do is get good advice, because there are lots of benefits small business owners can have, particularly also when they sell. You know, when you sell, often you incur a capital gain, and there's lots of what we call small business exemptions that a business owner can take advantage of. So getting good quality advice, I think, is critical.
And Alex, what tax advantage giving strategies best support kingdom work while remaining faithful to biblical generosity principles?
The good thing is, there's a lot of organisations in Australia, Christian organisations, that are tax deductible. My first comment here is, before you go and claim any deduction, is that you double check that the organisation that you're giving to is what we call a deductible gift recipient, and whether or not giving to them is deductible, because it is true for many Christian organisers out. Unfortunately, when you give to churches, they are not deductible. That said, sometimes family trusts, if someone has their affairs where they own assets through a family trust, some of the income from the trust can be streamed to a church, which can help reduce the tax liability of the family. So there are certain things that can be done, but the main thing here is just do your homework first before you go claiming the deduction for the organisation you're giving to. The only other comment I'd make here is just to say, as a Christian, we want to give to what God puts on our hearts. So we shouldn't be just shopping around to give to organisations that give us tax benefits, right? But to me, a tax benefits are nice to have, but it's not the reason why we give. You know, as believers, we're keen to fund God's work and what God is doing in the world. And so we should be focused on what God is laying on our hearts, whether it's supporting people in need or missions or in our church or all those sort of things are the real priority, as opposed to getting some sort of tax benefit. Needless to say, it's good stewardship to look at what tax benefits you may well be eligible to.
That's great advice there. And Alex, how can our approach to taxes serve as a witness to others about Christian character? And what does it mean to be above reproach in our tax practices?
The one thing we should be very concerned about as believers is making sure that we should be the people in society with the highest degree of integrity. I mean, I think we serve a holy God, and so we should be holy, if you like, with our finances. That means we should be honest and have integrity. So I think we should avoid getting ourselves involved in schemes of any sort that may appear to be deceptive or come across as overly aggressive, you know, tax planning. We should have respect for the law and authority and be honest with our compliance, whether it's through our business or just our personal returns. And, so we can stand before God knowing that we've done our best to do the right thing, and, of course, stand before the government and do the same thing. You know, I would like to think that Christians are known for their generosity and for their ethical practices. I mean, I think that should be core quality of how we live our lives.
Some great advice there. So, Alex, should people get advice? And if so, where should they get it?
Look, 100% is my answer. I mean, the good old passage in Proverbs 15 tells us that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. The Bible is all in favour of us, you know, getting help from others. Now, that could be from people who have treaded the path before us, could be from professionals and so forth. But getting advice is a very wise thing to do. And, of course, these days, let's be honest, tax law is not getting any simpler. It's getting more complex. And so having someone help us through. And I think just a comment on this, you know, I often find a lot of people don't like paying for things. Oh, you know, they make it a quote for some tax advice or financial planning advice, and they think it's too much. But my experience, particularly as someone sitting on the other side who's given lots of advice, is a proper qualified person could probably save you a lot of money in taxation in ways that are perfectly legal by you paying a fee to them for them to help you guide you. So, you know, my father had an expression probably from 50 or 60 years ago. Some people are penny wise and pound foolish. It seems right, you know, sometimes people are trying to save money, but it actually costs them money in doing so. So getting professional advice, and by the way, professional advice is usually, not always, depends what it is, but is often tax deductible in itself. But it also reduces your risk of doing the wrong thing. So getting advice is a very wise thing to do, in my view.
So on that, Alex, where can people get extra help?
Yeah, look at our website, wealthwithpurpose.com would be the place to go. Lots of resources there, free books and tools that people can download just to help them get that biblical perspective on finances.
Fantastic. Alex Cook, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose.